Country Bob FM.
Almanac time today, Monday, March 18th, 78th day of the year, this date in history. And, of course, birthdays. Mm-hmm. Heard of Wells Fargo. Two guys were behind that. A man by the name of Henry Wells and William Fargo.
Sure.
Launched their shipping and banking company, 1852. The tales of Wells Fargo, Neil.
I've watched many, many, many hundreds of episodes.
So they started, their company was first called the American Express.
Yes.
Which is kind of funny.
It is.
Because now they're a major competitor in the banking industry, credit cards and whatnot, unsecured loans and credit is also American Express, Wells Fargo, American Express. But they later changed it to their own name, Wells Fargo. Probably a good idea.
It really was.
They were the stagecoach people.
Yeah.
And the stagecoaches all over the place.
And, you know, they insured, you know, packages and that were shipped. I mean, They were the competition for the post service, for the post office.
So I do dislike the fact that they charge me a fee when I take money out using an ATM that is not on their network. I'm already getting a fee from that ATM, usually. Mm-hmm. And
unless you're
then
a Quick Trip.
Are those no fees?
Yeah.
But then you'll still get a fee anyway from your bank.
Not all.
Not all banks. Well, no. I know that.
Yeah.
So what bank are you with?
Well, I don't get charged a fee.
So, okay, so you're not going to tell me what bank you're with. That's private information there.
People I don't really care.
People might break into your account. I'm thinking about going to a credit union. I hear good things about credit unions.
Yeah.
But I worked at Wells Fargo.
My car loan is through a credit union.
I've been with Wells Fargo since I worked there for a short period of time in Des Moines. And then I just kind of opened an account and kind of moved on over there, and I've been there ever since.
Sure.
But, like I said, laziness when it comes to the whole move. The other laziness part is I hear people you can call DirecTV and you can threaten to leave, and they'll chop like $100 off your bill a month.
It's true.
At least for a year.
Yeah, I've been there.
And then it usually goes back up, but and then you just call again.
Yeah, they'll tell you. Just call again.
But again, boy, laziness is costing me a lot of money.
It really is.
So that was 1852. 1892, Lord Stanley. There was actually a guy named Lord Stanley. It's Lord Stanley's Cup. You probably heard about it. I think it's the most famous of all the trophies in the four major sports.
It is.
Lord Stanley Cup. Well, Lord Stanley, the man himself, proposed the idea of a Silver Cup challenge for hockey. In the beginning, any team could challenge for it. And now it's just the NHL. But in theory, any team can challenge for the Challenge Cup because that's what it was, and that's what it was born out of, a challenge.
I love that.
And you know, the year that they didn't have the Stanley Cup playoffs, the 2004-2005 season?
Right.
Because the lockout, they didn't have a season, they didn't have playoffs. There was the word, well, why can't two American Hockey League teams? Why can't teams, you know, in Canada, you know, challenge. Why can't the World Junior teams and the major junior teams from Canada, why can't they play for the Stanley Cup if the NHL isn't playing for it? Because that's what the Stanley Cup originally was.
Yeah, but, like, say again, in theory, they should have been able to.
The original cup cost $50. And there have been some pretty crazy things done with that cup.
That's for sure.
If you look into it, what's happened with the cup for teams that have won. 1931 year this date.
Forget everything you ever heard about electric shavers. Here's a shaver that makes all other shaving old-fashioned. The Remington 60 Deluxe. Watch it in a demonstration no other shaving instrument has ever dared attempt.
We don't have time for demonstration. Actually, what they demonstrated, they went out and they mowed their lawn with it. That was the demonstration there. The Remington 60 Deluxe. That was a little more modern than the one that was introduced this date. On sale for the first time. Schick, competitor to Remington. You got your Gillette, you got your Schick, and you got your Remington. Those are the big three that I know of.
Yes.
Braun now is a pretty big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And there are others. First electric shavers going on sale. And Schick, 1931. What are your thoughts on electric shavers?
I don't use them much.
I only use one. I only use a trimmer. I use an electric, you know, rechargeable trimmer.
Right.
But actually, as far as the actual shaver, I went back, I was blades, and then I went to electric, and then I went back to blades many, many, many years ago, and I haven't gone back to electric.
No.
just
blade seemed
like,
guy.
Yeah, just didn't get a close enough shave.
No.
And the way that they had developed
they
the blades,
and
the way that they developed blades to the point that they're so much safer now.
Right.
I have not nicked myself in like decades.
I can't even think.
I can't remember the last time I've nicked myself with one of these high-end razors.
No.
Now, they are expensive when you get those cartridges. They're not cheap, but there's this company that you can do the mail order thing too. What's that called? Dave's, Dan's,
Harry's.
Bob's, Harry's. That's it.
So I haven't tried that yet.
1965.
And who are you?
I'm Poppin' Fresh, the Pillsbury Doughboy. May I have this dance? A house smells so nice when you bake in the oven. You bake something warm.
Pillsbury Doughboy, he can sing, Neil.
Commercial
He's
jingle time.
Right there, yeah. So,
really is. He can sing.
You know, that's local. That's local, Pillsbury.
Right. They're right here in the Minneapolis area. They did a fine job.
Any other thoughts on the Pillsbury Doughboy?
Were you afraid of him? I found him lovable. And, a body shape that I can appreciate.
Yeah, he didn't work out a lot. That's one thing when it comes to the Pillsbury Doughboy. You could tell that he let himself go, but that's part of the act.
Yeah.
That's part of his character.
Yeah.
So that was his
date. He's lovable.
1965, Pillsbury Doughboy. And then across town, some 6 years later, it was General Mills getting into the act with a new product that was introduced on this date.
Can help you turn just 1 pound of hamburger into a delicious hearty dish in a snap. Enough for your whole family.
Mom, this tastes good.
And it keeps your budget from getting out of hand. Hamburger Helper, when you need a helping hand.
Hamburger Helper introduced this date.
I think it gets a bad rap. There's some good Hamburger Helper.
There was, and we ate that a lot. It was an easy, quick meal.
Yep.
You know, both parents working, the whole thing.
Yep.
We as kids could make it as well. Sometimes we doctor it up.
Yeah.
Put cheese in there, you know, more cheese or more barbecue, you know, something just to doctor it up or more hamburger. Or, you know, have you ever put filet mignon in Hamburger Helper instead of ground beef?
Well, no, I haven't.
It's just simply browned and put it in there, and it's delicious. It's a 1971 Hamburger Helper introduced by General Mills. How about this date? In 1986, United States Treasury Department announced it would begin weaving polyester threads into bills in an effort to combat counterfeiters. The reason they picked polyester is because nobody was using it anymore in clothes. The 70s were done. Polyester leisure suits, out.
On their way out,
They had all this polyester laying around. What were they going to do with it? Government-issued polyester was no longer a thing. So they had these warehouses filled with polyester. Why not use it in money?
Makes sense.
Talk about killing two birds with one stone right there.
That was genius.
Back in 86. 1995, he's back.
Superstar Michael Jordan is returning to professional basketball as a player for the Chicago Bulls. Jordan retired in 1993 after leading the Bulls to three consecutive National Basketball Association championships. He tried a new career in a new sport, minor league baseball.
Yeah, it didn't quite work out in minor league baseball. I mean, still a good athlete. They're probably not many other NBA players that could have done as well as he did.
No.
But that being said, it wasn't very good.
No, it's hard to hit, you know?
And the thing is, he came back and he led him to three more titles in a
row. So all his skills had not been diminished, really.
Right. What number? He had to wear a different number because they went and retired his number.
A 23, and then he wore 45.
45, I think it was. It was 40-something, and then they took 23 down from the rafters so he could wear it again the next season.
Yeah,
because he came back on this date, March 18th. There was still a lot of NBA basketball to be played.
Yes.
Although they didn't win the title the year he came back.
No.
This year, this little partial year. It was next year, but
pretty impressive.
Made him a better team right off the bat, though.
For sure.
Let's remember Chuck Berry.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline,
little duck walking today.
Why can't you be true?
He's one of the pioneers of rock and roll. I mean, you got to include him in there with Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis and Carl Perkins and everybody in the early days of rock and roll because he was Chuck Berry. Don't forget about his cousin. Berry.
Marvin.
Was it Marvin? Was it Marvin?
Marvin.
He was playing at the high school. What was the name of Marty McFly's high school? Hildale? Hildale was the city.
Hildale, yeah. Hildale High, wasn't it? I don't know. no more. It was the Under the Stars.
Enchantment Under the Sea Dance.
Yeah.
All right, so Chuck Berry died on this date. He was 90, 2017.
Okay.
And then 2018.
Uber today put the brakes on all road testing of its self-driving cars after a deadly accident. A pedestrian in Tempe, Arizona, was killed last night by a self-driving Uber taxi. It is believed to be the first fatality caused by an autonomous vehicle.
Why are we such in a hurry to have self-driving vehicles that were willing to put people in harm's way? Because that wasn't the first one, and it probably won't be the last. To self-driving stuff.
Yeah. Not a fan.
Uber put the brakes on it, and Minneapolis is apparently putting the brakes on Uber.
That's what I hear.
Saying that you got to pay them a certain amount, and then Uber and Lyft are saying, well, just leave, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see if there is a compromise there. I know the legislature is getting involved.
Minneapolis is already a place hardly anybody goes, and now they take that away. Probably not a good decision.
2018 is when that happened. Autonomous self-driving accident. We have birthdays now today. A Chucky guy.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
He was the voice of Chucky, Brad Dourif.
Very scary.
Remember the Child's Play movie from 1988?
And
then there were several sequels.
Right.
But the first one, and then the sequels got really cartoony. First one was actually kind of scary.
It really was.
And then later on, it kind of like the Friday the 13th movies. Like the first one, was maybe in the second one, you know, pretty scary. Then after that, they just got campy.
Yeah.
You know, they just became almost a parody of itself the rest of the way. But Brad Dourif, he was Chucky, 74 today. You know, Chucky looks a lot like that football coach.
Yeah, John Gruden.
John Gruden, right. He does. 74.
That I am the best wrestler there is in the World Wrestling Federation. Yes, a masterpiece in motion, a walking work of art. And they're going to find out why I wear arrogance, always the sweet smell of victory.
Rick Martel, he was the model on and in the WWF. You know, when you move from the AWA to the WWF, which he did, Vince McMahon always, it seemed like in that era, they needed to have a gimmick. You know, you couldn't just be a wrestler. You just couldn't be Rick Martel. You had to be a gimmick. You had to have a gimmick. You had to be Mr. Perfect.
Yes.
Just couldn't be Kurt Hennig. You know, you had to be Razor Ramon. You couldn't just be Scott Hall. You needed to have a gimmick. And that was their gimmick that they came up with, Rick Martel, who was from Montreal. He was French-Canadian. A really good technical wrestler, Rick Martel.
For sure.
And he is 68
today. I didn't find him as a great interview, though.
No, well, because he was French, and he spoke French, and he didn't have real great English. He was better there. That wasn't bad English in that promo there.
Right.
I think he got better as he went on, of course.
This is an emergency.
This song's overly processed, Neil.
I would, yeah, but it's catchy.
From the group Midnight Star and their song, Operate on Me, Operate the Body. So Melvin Gentry, who I think is singing in there somewhere with a little electronic processing.
Mm-hmm.
Melvin Gentry is 66 here today. Mike Rowe, he likes those dirty jobs.
Yeah.
I believe it was Plato who first said that beauty was in the eye of the beholder. Personally, I think that all depends on what you're holding.
He's holding an ugly jellyfish there.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Very slimy and ugly and smelly. And I thought of him last week when we had the story about the pet food tester.
Oh, yeah.
When we were talking about people that test pet food and they actually put it in their mouth and chew it and savor it and whatever else and then do a review of it. That's kind of a dirty job.
Yeah.
And Mike Rowe, the dirty job guy. Happy birthday today.
How old is he?
62.
Very nice.
I do officially relinquish my title as Miss America 1984 to the Miss America pageant.
Vanessa Williams, 61. She was a Miss America for a short period of time.
Very short.
And then some photos came out. But then she kind of recovered.
Right.
Had some good acting jobs. Had a number one single, Saving the Best for Last.
She did all right.
61.
So Bonnie Blair circles the oval for the last time. Competing in four Olympic Games over a 10-year period. Five gold medals, one bronze,
Bonnie Blair.
Skilled.
One of the great speed skaters of all time. She was from Wisconsin.
Yes.
She is 60 today. I had a chance to meet her and get to know her a little bit because she had a son. Name was Grant Cruikshank, who played a little college hockey.
Yes.
Played with the Gophers and the Huskies.
He's a good, pretty good player.
And a very good player. Yeah. Bonnie Blair.
Was she nice?
And he's fast. He was a fast skater, as you might expect.
Well, I would
expect
that. His parents,
both Bonnie Blair and then her husband, his father, were both speed skaters.
Yes.
So he did have some speed. She's 60 today. Queen Latifah.
But?
What about it?
It's big?
Oh, you're just saying that.
No, I mean it. It's huge. Biggest darn butt I've ever seen.
Oh.
From Ice Age, she was Ellie, one of the mammoths, along with Ray Romano there.
Right.
What a combination that is. Queen Latifah and Ray Romano.
Right. That's good.
On the Silver Squeen. Queen Latifah is 54.
I'll tell you what dream used to scare me when I was a little kid. Used to actually totally give me nightmares. Remember those Kool-Aid commercials? Where that big talking bowl of punch, he would come crashing through your wall in your living room. You wouldn't even know he'd just, oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Right? And the little kids were all excited. Yes! Yes! And then they would drink out of him after debris fell in his open, dumb head. He would pour himself. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was me. I'd be like, no. You fix that wall before my dad gets home from work. He's going to beat me with a belt. He's not going to believe a talking bowl of fruit punch came in here. You stupid idiot.
Dane Cook, the actor, comedian. He's been in shows and movies, but also some stand-up there. That's a good bit on Kool-Aid.
It really is.
We all can experience that whole Kool-Aid thing. It was kind of scary how he blasted through
it really
walls.
Was. And costly.
Why not use the door? There's a door there.
Correct.
Although he's pretty big. He might even fit through the door. So he's 52. And one more bit of music. This guy's pretty well known. He's TV. He's music. He's The Voice. Formerly a coach. You think he's... Has he made his move to country music yet? They all are.
I would think he will be soon.
At some point in time, we're talking Adam Levine from the group Maroon 5.
Okay.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. He also has moves like Jagger. He's 45. And our rapper of the day is Tink.
Huh?
Tink.
Tink?
Yes, Tink.
Tink?
Just one Tink. Rapper okay. Tink.
Okay.
29.
Uh-huh. Gone but not forgotten today, Jim, our former president... gone president of the day is Grover Cleveland. Now, he remains the only president to serve two non-consecutive terms. Well, there's somebody trying to do that, I believe,
that
this
change.
Year, right? And the only president to be married in the White House, the fine president Grover Cleveland, born on this day, 1837. Voice talent, Edward Everett Horton. You remember the voice, I think.
Once upon a time, there was a miller's daughter named Gladys who would spin straw all day long and sit up nights thinking of how she would like to be famous. Night after night, she would think of all the things she wanted to be. But as for figuring out a way to be them, Gladys was at a loss.
You know who she needs? She needs Rumpelstiltskin.
She really does.
She needs the Fractured Fairy Tales.
Turn it into
from the Bullwinkle Show.
Yes.
Rocky and Bullwinkle, Fractured Fairy Tales.
Yeah, he did the narration there. Voice talent Edward Everett Horton was born on this day, 1886. Along with his brother, they made fine wine. Winemaker Ernest Gallo.
The vintage dated varietal wines of Ernest and Julio Gallo. Among the most respected in America. Among the most respected in the world. Today's Gallo. All the best a wine can be.
Remember when they double-teamed Orson Welles? Ernest and Julio Gallo, they were just sick of his Paul Masson commercials.
Right.
We'll make no wine before it's time. Come on. The Gallos were upset about that. They went after, you know, he's still, Orson Welles still outweighed him.
Right. Both of them.
Yeah.
Right.
With a combined weight of, you know, he's a combined weight in the wrestling.
Ernest and Julio Gallo, Ernest was born on this day, 1909. I remember he did several TV specials. He was in movies. He was a writer. And I remember the one he did when he signed on with the Lions.
Tried on for his Paper Lion.
His Paper Lion. That was really good. We're talking about George Plimpton.
You know, he's a big fan of video games, too.
I'll try almost anything. So when Mattel Electronics asked me to compare their Intellivision games with Atari, I gave it a try. I compared Atari Baseball with Intellivision.
You don't have to be as smart as George Plimpton to know that Intellivision was better than Atari.
Correct. It was just honest, a little more advanced.
Yeah.
George Plimpton there was born on this day. The year was 1927. One of the greats in country music. The pride of country, as we like to call him. He is Charlie Pride.
All the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing.
Remember that time we thought we were getting a crystal chandelier here for the Bob Studios and it was just plastic? Yeah, it wasn't crystal at all.
It was fake. Country Music Hall, one of the nicer gentlemen. I was honored to introduce him on a couple of occasions, just a fine man. 1934 for the fine singer Charlie Pride. Another singer, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Wilson Pickett.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down.
What's his nickname, Neil? He's the Wicked Pickett.
Oh, the Wicked Pickett. Didn't know that.
Mustang Sally.
Wilson Pickett right there, fine soul singer.
I'm pretty sure one time you did know that.
I probably did. He was born on this day. The year was 1941. He and all that I've mentioned are gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff.
Captain, how soon can you land? Uh-oh. I can't tell. You can tell me I'm a doctor. No, I mean, I'm just not sure. Or can't you take a guess? Well, not for another 2 hours. You can't take a guess for another 2 hours? No. I mean, we can't land for another 2 hours. Fog has closed down everything this side of the
mountain. Peter Graves.
Oh,
what,
really?
What was your staff on the Peter Graves death?
Well, I thought we just mentioned him.
We just mentioned him, the day that he died.
Died, right.
And I'm pretty sure that you even mentioned that just a few days before his birthday.
Ah, that's right.
You mentioned Peter Graves.
How did we... We're disappointed in our staff.
So he
is one of us. Right. He's a Minneapolis guy.
And we mentioned him last time. He and his brother, James Arness, and somebody texted in to say they went to Minneapolis Southwest High School.
Oh, okay.
Along with Robert Vaughn of Man from U.N.C.L.E. fame.
Oh, nice.
They were all there kind of at the same time. That's a big class.
That's a great class of talent.
How about this lady, too?
When I hear the music.
Irene Cara.
Oh, yeah, I remember her very well.
Although I know your staff has been boycotting 80s music recently, which is unfortunate.
Well, we'll talk to them.
Because the other day when I played Rockwell, somebody's watching me, they all walked out of the room. Your staff. I noticed that. I don't know if you noticed that. But Irene Cara sadly passed away 2 years ago, born this date, 1959. And another familiar voice.
I've heard the accusation.
I mean, it's really nice we had George Plimpton in there, but
right,
voice of the Alan Parsons Project, Eric Wolfson. Maybe because he's born in Glasgow.
That could be. It's good though. Great,
it's
singer.
A good song.
Yeah, it's really good. Song.
Eye in the Sky. He was born this day, 1945. Now they're officially
gone,
all gone,
but not forgotten.
They certainly deserve mention.
I would say they do.
Let's go to a Bobathon, no repeat workday. This Kiss, Faith Hill, Step That Step, Sawyer Brown, or Exile. She's a miracle.
Oh, I have to go Exile.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDBG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDG.